everybody has a chiyuv to go into his own quiet little spot and do some cheshbon nefesh and ask himself what needs changing in his life. That's the first thing you have to do, and something has to change. Kach kibalti miraboisai. I heard this from Gedolei Israel. I heard this from Berkowitz when they had the first Gaza war. Every time something significant changes in the world, a person has to find out what has to change in my life, and something has to change. Something small. Just 1 second. One thing very small has to change. That's it. You have to take on something small and change it and move forward with that. Something that you're going to keep forever. That's what it's here for. That's what it's here for. It's here to get us to change, to do tshuva. But a person has to check out in himself what needs changing and change it. Now you can carry on talking about what you
have also to be
a responsible bird. That you don't need me to tell you that you've got to be responsible, you've got to do whatever Mizrad Abriu tells you, you've got to make ishtadle. That everybody knows. That you're going to buy, you're going on a shopping spree and fill up all your machsanim with that. Everyone has to do. But what the Torah demands of a person, yeah, besides the body, you have to do that. Is something has to change. We can't carry on living like this. When the Twin Towers came down, everybody was, well, we wish we could get back to the good old days. There's no good old days here. The world's changed. I have to change. That's the first Chumash in Rashi. The first Rashi in Chumash, sorry. The world is created for Klal Yisrael. If there's a Corona thing here, it's for me. It's not for the Chinese. It'll all be Glalim. Them as well, but Sardavol. That's not what's driving this. What's driving this is me, Klal Yisrael. What's the message? What do you have to do? I'm not talking about what are the Mekubalim saying and what. Listen to them. That's important. I'm not saying.
What are they saying?
I don't know, but I have to. I have to do tshuva. I have to find out something in my life has to change, because otherwise I miss the plot here completely. Fine. Now go ask your local Orthodox rabbis how, what, where is it like Yom Kippur? Not a lot of it looks like Yom Kippur. It's similar, but it's not like Yom Kippur. No. No.
What's the
not Yom Kippur. Hashem's screaming very loud. You have to listen. Gemara says Hashem brings Peronios Mirochok so that we'll learn, so that it doesn't have to meet Karev. It started in China. Let us stay in China. It's getting closer and closer. They have to stop it. The way to stop it is by doing tshuva. Questions, comments, reactions? There's no room for anybody else after something I spoke. I heard so much nonsense yesterday about this from people.
You're saying, I mean, but Derech HaTeva, this disease is already in Israel. It'll spread here.
Let me tell you what I think about Derech HaTeva. Let me tell you what I think about Derech HaTeva. You knew, yeah. No one else would have the gall to say such a thing in this room. But you knew, yeah, so we'll make allowances, okay? First we have to define what you mean by Derech HaTeva. 1 second, okay? Because otherwise I don't know what you're talking about. On Sukkot Shabbos, guy comes back from Kshul, having a Kiddush there. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? And in the Kiddush, the one guy says, wow, you heard Yankel made a lot of money. Psh, he made some good deals, he made a lot of money. And the guy says, yeah, Yankel's he's a real good businessman. The guy's got, he understands business. He's a clever guy. And some fool like me would turn around and say, innocently, of course, I thought we just lain Koheles. You know, on Shabbos and Sukkot, you lain Koheles. In Koheles, it says, lo lachochem lechem. What's that telling you? Yankel didn't make money because he's clever. Yankel made money because Hashem gave him money, like Ramoshi Reichman said, Zatzal. How did he become rich? Hashem wanted to give him money. So he put a chuk in his kop to buy a building. So he bought a building and he made a lot of money. Then Hashem wanted him not to be rich. So he put a chuk in his kop to buy a building and he bought a building. That wasn't such a good deal and they lost a lot of money. Lo lachochem lechem. So the other guy turns around and says, and we're just talking about Derech HaTeva. We're just talking about Loshen, but Derech HaTeva. So Rav Dessler says, no, I'm not finished yet. That would be too pleasant. So Rav Dessler says, that's like people getting together and saying, let's talk Beloshen HaMushugoyim. There's no Derech HaTeva. There isn't a Derech HaTeva. The difference between Teva and Nais is what? I just want to define terms here. The difference between Teva and Nais is what? A number. Yeah, let's do it again. Can't we have to go all the way back to the beginning? Because you guys don't remember anything.
Amen.
After this shiur, you're pretty upset because the rabbi didn't exactly deal properly with everybody here, right? So you decided you're going to go for a walk, just to calm down a bit. So you go for a walk out here towards the Kiryah, and on the right-hand side there's a cemetery. Yeah. There's a park bench there, you sit down on the park bench, and you're trying to just relax and take it easy, and suddenly you notice one of the graves starting to move. Yeah, and the tombstone moves aside, and it sits a bolt upright, a skeleton, and it starts growing on itself, sinews, flesh, skin, hair, and it gets up and it walks away. What would we call that? You've done what? We'd call that a nace, right? That's a nace.
Or a delusion.
No, we're talking about where you know it happened. You're right. If it didn't happen, then we don't have to talk about it. We're talking about where it happened. It's a nace.
We're going to make a video.
Now. There's one person still tracking with me, Abu Hashem. Now, because you had such a shock, you ran away. And you went to the park, and you're sitting in the park. We have to play the video here a little bit quick because it takes a long time for this to happen. You notice a seed of a tree falling off the tree and landing in the ground and rotting and becoming disintegrated. And from there, a new tree growing out of the ground. What do we call that? It's teva. Yeah, you call it Ness because you've been here for a long time. You're right. What's the difference between those two events?
One happens all the time.
One happens all the time, and the one happens almost ever. So that's what I said. The difference between nace and teva is a number. That's all. Something is tevet because it happens all the time. So we look for sibot for it. We look for causes for it. A tree, seed falls off the ground. That's gravity. It lands in the ground. It rots. Then it grows. There's photosynthesis. We give all big names to these things to hide Hashem, and we move forward. That's called teva. It happens once in a million years or whatever, dos heis nais. So a Jew doesn't see or tries not to see the tev, he tries to see the nais. He said Shema Yisrael this morning, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is nothing in the world other than Hashem. That's what we're striving for, that's what we're working towards, and yeah, we try and talk the MS. So there is no derech ha-teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this virus, put it exactly where it is, and each molecule, each subparticle of this virus is being designed and driven biduk the way Hashem wants it to be, and it's exactly the way Hashem wants it to be. That's our perspective on reality. Now I'm happy to take any questions if we've defined our terms. Sorry about that.
No, I understand what you mean.
How these guys still come every day is a miracle. That's not teva or nais. That's something beyond teva nais. Well, people still keep coming back here.
Well, we know, but we daven every day that Hashem recreates each moment.
It's a furush and nefesh
hachaim. What you're saying, that every event is a nais in that sense. But we have a certain ability to predict what happens normally. What I'm trying to say is that this virus that's approaching us now is probably going to affect Tzaddikim just as well as it's going to affect Rishayim. There are going to be deaths from both of them.
Rahman,
you're saying that if we all do tshuva, Hashem will stop it.
I never said that. Nobody here heard me saying, if I do tshuva, Hashem will stop it. I never said that.
Well,
Hashem's got cheshbonos that I don't understand and I don't predict Hashem. I know that I have chiyuvim. I have obligations. My obligation is when something like this happens is I need to change. Now Hashem will do what he wants. I'm not responsible for Hashem. I'm not his spokesman to a certain extent. He might want to carry this on even if I'll do tshuva. I'll become the tzaddik, the biggest tzaddik that ever lived. He might continue this. I don't know. That's his problem. We learned yesterday that there are three parts to anybody's pe'ula that a person will do. Remember? There's the decision you make in the recesses of your heart. Then there's the hachlota and the planning to go do it. That's your responsibility. What happens after that, whether you can do it or you can't do it, it's none of your business. That's Hashem. We do what we have to do. Akol b'dei shamayim calls me Yerushamayim. In the realm of Yerushamayim, that means in my area of Bechira, where I function, I have to do what I have to do, and then Hashem has to do what he has to do. I'm not responsible for him. I don't know what his cheshbonos are. Yeah, we know what his cheshbonos are. We know his plan is there, what he's doing. We know it's for the good. That we know. We know it's for the good. But why and where and how? You need a Novi, you need Gedolim. I don't speak about why Hashem does anything. But I know that when something like this happens, I have a chiyuv to change something in me. That's what I know. Now I have to go do that. Will that change? Will that? I don't know, but I fulfilled my chiyuv. In 120 years, I'm going to have to answer questions. The one question you're going to have to answer is, did you do what you were supposed to do? Well, that's a question I'm going to have to answer. I want to be able to hopefully say, yes, I did what I could do. I did everything I could do. So what I can do is, you can change something small. That's my Masoira.
Forever. That makes it so difficult.
You want it easy? I can make it easy for you. I can make it easy for you.
Can I just do it for a couple of weeks?
One day at a time.
No, you're asking a serious question. Let's say you feel right now, because of everything that's going on in your life and the difficulties and etc. and other things, Kabbalahs you've taken on and whatever, that to take on something new now for a long-term period might be a little bit overwhelming. Right? Your stress levels or whatever. Okay. So take on that I'm going to do something new, I'm going to change, let's say, for a month. For a month, and then after the month I'll reevaluate and I'll see. Also valid, 100%. I said, ideally, you should try and take on something so small that you know that you can keep it forever.
Yeah, but you get that whole Yitzhak, which we talk about all the time.
Fine, okay. That's the Yom Kippur Shia. Right. That's the Yom Kippur Shia. We have to go back to the Yom Kippur Shia. Pischu Pesach Kechudu Shel Machat. That's what Hashem says. Not asking a lot from you guys. Just open a pinprick. Do something small. Small. Tefastim Arubalot, tefastim Miut, tefastim. If you take a lot, you'll end up with nothing. If you take a little bit, it'll stick, you'll have it. The snow sticks when there's a little bit. Now, what do you have to do? Lamaisa, pick up the phone, find Israel Abriut, and tell them, ask them what you have to do. I don't know. I heard yesterday that if more than 50 people get infected in this country, they're going to put everybody over the age of 16 to be dood. To be dood.
Why?
I don't know why, I'm just telling you that means when they do that, I'm out of here. So enjoy your mornings.
Quarantine.
Okay, so whoa. You asked a good question. Your question was more of a statement than a question. It means you're totally out of touch with reality. If you're asking what's be dood, okay, then you have no clue about what's going on. Be dood is the word. That you think of when someone says corona, the first word you think of is bidud. Nachon, doctor? Quarantine. Alone. Bodded. In your bedroom. The door locked.
14 days.
It's called self-isolation. Yes.
Use a chamba pot.
You can put your bed in the kitchen as well if you want. Those haste, be dood. Anyway, so they said that that's what they're thinking of doing. So some good might come out of this disease.
What about
minyan? Ushmatim alam v'sheseichem, I believe, is a deraisa. Davening in a minyan, to the best of my knowledge, is a machlekes, showing if it's even a derabbanan.
You're suggesting that maybe the people over 60 shouldn't attend minyan.
No.
Wow, talk about misquoting.
Whoa, I've never been that badly misquoted, even I've been badly misquoted in my time. I said, let's just go forward, we can play it back here if you want to check. I said that I heard that Mizrada Briut are thinking about if they cross a certain threshold of how many people have corona, then people over the age of 60 are going to have to go into bidud. If that happens, then you won't be able to do it in a minyan, no.
I mean, it's not that bidud. They say you should not go out or try to avoid the crowd.
You certainly shouldn't daven in a minyan. You want to make a minyan in your house, whatever? I don't know, whatever. Ask your rabbi when and if it happens, we'll deal with it. But I never said if you're over 60, you shouldn't daven in a minyan, no. I'd love to be able to give a psak like that. It would certainly let me off the hook. No, it's not going to happen.
Well, I think they rejected the idea of quarantining people in machanot, in camps.
Whatever. Everybody has to do their own homework. Everyone has to do whatever they want.
It doesn't work.
Whatever. What they decided where, how they done. When I have to make my shtadlis, I'll make my shtadlis. This is not a current affairs gathering. We want to learn Torah and learn what the truth is and what the Torah says about things. We should go weiter, Rabbi.
This topic is great.
Vita. We finished the topic. We've done everything we need to know about this topic. Unless there's specific questions about Hilchos Tshuva, let's move on. There's going to be enough Bittul Torah today about people discussing what Mizrad Abdu are thinking and should do and shouldn't do and would do and won't do and where to buy the cheapest masks and should you buy a mask, because if you wear a mask then the nurses in hospitals don't have masks because they're not enough for everybody. All interesting discussions, and I'm sure the Rabbonim will deal with these. Ken.
Rabbi Sir, I already took a small thing on something like a number of weeks ago. Does that mean I've got the chiv now to take on an extra thing?
I don't know. Ask your rabbi. Vital.
Is that proper to others to wear a mask?
What?
Or not?
I don't know. What are you asking me? What do I know about this? In America, they said by wearing a mask, you're stopping doctors wearing masks because they don't have enough for everybody. So wearing a mask might actually make the situation worse. I don't know. You see people wearing masks. You see people wearing masks. Yeah, I don't know. There's a din of Shomer Psoim Hashem as well. I have to rely on that as well, no?
Well, we have a precedent.
I don't have to become a world expert on corona in order to be a frum Jew. I have to do what Hashem tells me what to do. If you're not sure, ask a Shaila. That's all. You see people wearing masks? No, I don't see everybody come to men with a mask. I have to wear a mask. I have to be the first one to wear a mask. Why?
Yeah, we do have a precedent on this that I'm aware of.
Once again, I'm not dealing. If you have a specific shaila yourself about whether to do something or not, I'm happy to answer it, but I'm not going to get into a discussion here about current affairs and what people should do or shouldn't do. That's not what we do in this vibe. This is a Musa vibe. We come here to work on ourselves and to change and grow and develop. We become closer to Hashem. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah,
if this corona helps us to become closer to Hashem, good. If you're wearing a mask, makes you closer to Hashem, wear 10 masks.
Wait, Rosh Hashiva, the problem I have with this whole thing is, I get coronavirus is sort of never a gvul, but there's so many things that are, you know, world-changing events.
Yeah,
there's so many
like
horrible
this.
Things happening.
There hasn't been anything like this for a long time.
I don't
want
to have to do tshuva all the time, you know, like this is obligating. You know?
The Rambam says you have to do tshuva all the time. You have to do tshuva every moment, like it's your last. And then one day you'll be right. He never said that last, but
that's
so don't do it. Ma zois oise elokim lanu. That's the paragraph we want to start today on Daf Lamed. Ma zois elokim lanu. What is this that Hashem's doing to us? Lifnei kama shanim hatzati ba'amerika b'yeshiva modernit sheyesh bo limudei chol. מנהל הישיבה הידה בפונה ואומר לי, אנחנו עבודים לגמרי. לכל אחד מהתלמידים יש מחשב אישי. אחד התלמידים אהבי ברגע, כל התלמידים סרט תואב. המויך שלהם מסתום, ואיף שלה ללמוד אותם שום דובר שבקדושה. In a certain American yeshiva, modern yeshiva, the Menahel told Rav Taube Zatzal that one of the kids had a machshev, because everyone's got his own private machshev, and he showed them a certain film, a movie, a clip or whatever, that was despicable, and since then no one can learn. Everybody is completely satum. Many years ago, this used to happen in modern yeshivas where they were learning chol. Today it's not just there, it's everywhere, even in the holiest of yeshivas. Hasipurim va'oivdei shadumaydim aleim mesemerim et sarus reish. The stories we hear make our hair stand on edge. Yes, it all can. And after chayim b'matzav kaseh shegam hu lo hayapam, ozus v'chutz v'bechinas yoydeh riboinev miskaven limroid boy. We have plenty of people who know there's a boy roilam and are rebelling. לפני כאבים שנה, כשמתחילה תנוע תשובה. That we did all yesterday. Now we can start with the paragraph we didn't see yesterday. לפני כאבים שנה, about 40 years ago, כשהתחילה תנוע תשובה, והצטרפנו מסמינרים של ערכים, אנו זוכה אס המארס, בחורים חילונים היה מתווכים איתנו על בירו האמס, ואם יש אלוקים, ואם תרם מן השמיים, you speak to the old Kiruv workers, they tell you they used to go on seminars for a week. They used to go for a week to some hotel, take people there, and people used to come and argue and fight and battle, is there God, isn't there God, the Torah from Shemaim, a major, major philosophical discussions. Havikuchim ha'yasari v'noikvim, wild arguments. Ach, kesheochik le'emes ha'emes, when you prove to them the truth, hem kofa fu esareish v'chozru b'tshuva, they all became balei tshuva. When you showed them the truth, when they got through all the stuff and eventually were able to put the truth on the table, they were chayzer b'tshuva. Hayom ha-metzias hi, today it's very, very different. Speak to the Kiruv guys out there. There's two of them that have just come back from Chutz La'aretz, two of the best. Go ask them what Kiruv's like today. Sheniten lo chiach le ben adam es haemes. Veishu filip bnei teure mi beten u meleide u bechorim vavrechim mishpachos mishpachos chrediyais muvakos. She yeidim es haemes bebiru. Today you can take a guy and you can prove him the truth. You can take from families with Messiahs, generations going back and back and back. 12th generation, 15th generation's family, and they know the truth clearly. No one denies the truth. And they know how much the technology is dumping them into the mess. Lo echpat lehem. Mitmardim neged Hashem Yisbarach v'torosoy. Mamash rebelling against Hashem and His Torah. V'lo echpat li. Ha'emes eid la'atzmo. Matzav ze lo haye me'oylam. We never had a story like that before, ever. Shudi yoichel yoish shakur b'kol ha'zoyim sheba'oylam. A person can be up to his eyeballs in memtesh arei tumah. Ve'in shum shine b'marech itzoni. You don't see it on the outside. When I was a mashgiach in a previous incarnation, in a dark, dingy period of my life, I happened to be a mashgiach in yeshiva, mainly British students at the time, I could tell in the morning what a bocher was doing the night before. By the way, he learned or didn't learn. I could tell which bar he drank in even the night before, by the way he was learning or not learning. Today you won't know. You won't know the difference. He could have been last night in Memtesh Arei Tumah, he's sitting in the Beis Midrash steiging today. You wouldn't know. You don't see it on the outside. You don't see it on the outside. I don't know. We don't know. That's what he's busy. He's putting the kash on the table. He can look like the biggest tzaddik, the biggest rebbe, and he's walking around with Memtesh Arei Tumah in his pocket. Mi chalom sherabanim dayonim reshkolim yipole bereshus technologia. Who could dream that rabbanim dayonim reshkolim yipole bereshus technologia could be caught in the web of technology? Shanoshim uvugorim shekva avrias yamei noirim v'saarim yipole bereshus azu. Who would have thought that older people who've gone and passed these nisoidus already are falling into the net of this on a daily basis? He told me I have files like this on my desk. Okay, I have to stop, because I try and stop on a good note, but this is all the bad news. No, this is all the bad news. Mitzvah Shem, we'll finish this chapter, and we'll start getting into a solution. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbos Zocha. Oh!
Okay.
Shabbos Zocher. Hachana for Purim. All that fun.